item, which is we're going to see Ms. Rebecca Fitzgerald tell us about the update on the Russian River pathogen, please.
Well, hello, this is Rebecca Fitzgerald, senior of your total maximum day load, or TMDL unit, and I'm actually have the pleasure of turning this over to Charles Reed, who is our project manager for the Russian River pathogen TMDL, because we'd be a fool to not to use his expertise as we develop this.
That is the art of delegation right there.
Yeah.
All right, Charles, you're back in the hot seat.
Yes, I see.
It's all you.
I'll remember this time. Charles Reed, I continue to be staff engineer here at the Water Board. Okay, here I'm presenting an update on the Russian River pathogen TMDL. The board was last updated on this TMDL in September 2011. So originally we had decided that we might go through, for the benefit of Board Member Tynes, some basics of TMDL, but she's not here, and I see a lot of the people in the staff or in the audience seem to be fairly well knowledgeable about TMDL, so I think we'll skip the TMDL basics. I will pause right here to let you know that there are a number of components in a TMDL, and we are currently in the data collection phase, not quite at the data analysis phase. So we're still fairly early on in the TMDL development process. So, I'm skipping. There are six reaches, and a lot of this information you're familiar with. We covered this in the last update, so bear with me while I go through it again. There are six reaches listed in the Russian River watershed. They are an unnamed tributary at Fitch Mountain, and just south of that is the Russian River at Healdsburg Memorial Beach. We have the Russian River from Guerneville to Monterio. We have Green Valley Creek, flows into Forestville, Laguna de Santa Rosa, and Santa Rosa Creek. So we're using a number of methods and techniques to try to assess the magnitude and sources of bacteria in the watershed. We're using a traditional fecal indicator bacteria like E. coli and Enterococcus. We're also using a relatively new bacterial indicator, Bacteroides, using quantitative PCR, which is a gene-based molecular detection method. This bacterial group has a great potential, we think, because it's not only present in high numbers in humans, but unlike traditional fecal indicator bacteria, it's relatively short-lived and doesn't reproduce in the environment. So their presence indicates a fairly recent addition to the water body. Also, because there are genetic markers available for Bacteroides that are specific to certain host species, we will ultimately be able to identify whether bacteria sources are from humans, dairy animals, dogs, cats, birds, deer. We're also using some new methods to help identify probable pathogen sources. Stable isotope analysis is a chemical analysis to determine the relative proportion of certain isotopes of nitrogen in a water sample. This result can indicate whether the source of nitrogen is associated with natural deposition, wastewater treatment runoff, sewer, septic, or manure sources. Another technology we're excited about is PhyloChip, which is a fairly new gene-based technology that will allow us to identify up to 50,000 bacteria taxa. And by comparing the relative abundance of bacteria in a given water sample with PhyloChip to a known standard, we can identify sources of pathogens in the water sample. So the objective of our monitoring plan is to answer a number of management questions. First is whether basin plan water quality objectives are being met. And second is whether variability plays a major part in our analysis. We're looking at variability in sample collection and sample analysis, and of course, whether fecal indicator concentrations are present in the water body over throughout the watershed and over time. The third question relates to sources of indicator bacteria. Source identification helps us determine the mechanisms of delivery to water bodies and will ultimately help us assign load allocations. The fourth question is, what are the background levels of indicator bacteria? Natural background levels are important for us to know in each land use category, as this information will be considered when pathogen loading capacity is being calculated and waste loads are being allocated. Finally, one of our working hypotheses is that high-use beach recreational areas may be a significant source of fecal indicator bacteria during the summer months. And to answer that question, the answer to that question will inform our load allocation and implementation strategy. So after we established our set of monitoring questions, we set out tasks to answer the questions. And I'll explain a bit more of these tasks in detail in the following slides. So task one, sampling and site variability monitoring, is for us to address and understand variability of indicator bacteria monitoring. We chose three sites, Russian River at Healdsburg Memorial Beach, Russian River at Monterito Beach, and the Santa Rosa Creek at Prince Memorial Greenway to conduct these more focused monitoring efforts. And we looked at a number of variables to determine whether a single grab sample was representative of the river section. We set up a 3x3 sampling grid and sampled at mid-river, upstream, and downstream transects across the river. We at each of these grid points, we took triplicate samples to assess variability among our replicate samples. We also looked at laboratory variability in this exercise by comparing our results to results of duplicate samples sent to Sonoma County Health Department. And this monitoring effort ended last summer. So task two is the Russian River and tributary monitoring. This was to help us understand pathogen and indicator bacteria abundance and variability in the mainstream, Russian and several tributaries. We sampled 15 sites in the watershed, six of which were our historical beach monitoring sites. Samples were collected weekly from May through September last year and on five separate occasions over the previous winter. We ran analyses for E. coli, Enterococcus, and Bacteroides, stable isotope analysis, and phylochip. And we chose these 15 sites over a considerable area within the watershed, covering from north of Cloverdale all the way to Jenner. So task three, it relates to land use monitoring. And the purpose of this monitoring was to help us understand the impacts of different land uses on pathogen and bacterial levels. 15 sites were chosen through the lower and middle Russian River watershed that were thought best to represent streams that drain areas falling within the defined land use categories seen here: forest lands, shrub lands, agriculture lands, and areas with developed septic areas, and in areas we determined to be developed sewer areas. Now, these land use designations are our best effort at trying to identify representative land uses. Most areas do have some overlap. For example, septic systems occur in actually in all of these land use monitoring categories. In fact, we found it very difficult to find any place in Sonoma County that where we could collect a sample that didn't have some septic systems nearby. And again, for this sampling effort, we sampled for fecal indicator bacteria, Bacteroides, stable isotope analysis, and phylochip, both during wet and dry weather. Task four was to measure the impacts of heavy beach use on bacterial levels. We did a week-long monitoring exercise at last September during the Russian River Jazz and Blues Festival in Guerneville. The sampling sites were at Johnson's Beach at the festival site and Montereo Beach downstream of the festival. So I suspect the part of this presentation you're most interested in is what our preliminary observations are. And I'd start this out with offering some caveats. First, these results are preliminary. They're based on raw data. We haven't done any statistical analysis to see if there's any significant differences between various samples and land uses. We haven't received results back from our phylochip analysis. We haven't run our samples again for more a deeper understanding of what kind of Bacteroides is present. So I want to caution you to jump to any conclusions. We're not jumping to conclusions on here. We're just offering these as preliminary observations. So first, based on our task one monitoring, it appears that grab samples are representative of the monitoring sites. We have fairly good agreement across the grid sampling that we did and fairly good agreement across the replicates. We had reasonably good agreement with the Sonoma County lab results for total coliform in E. coli. We had a bit of a difference with Enterococcus that we're investigating a little further. We also noticed from this raw data that the indicator bacteria appear to be higher during wet periods compared to dry periods, which shouldn't be a surprise. It tends to flow off land and get to the water course, and we generally see higher numbers in wet weather. Indicator bacteria concentrations appear to be higher in the tributaries than in the mainstream Russian river. We're not really sure why this is, but we'll be looking further into it. Indicator bacteria concentrations are modestly higher in urban areas and areas with on-site septic systems than in less developed areas during a wet period. If we think of the less developed areas as background to the extent we can, this makes some sense, perhaps. Human host Bacteroides were detected in all sample locations and all land use categories throughout the watershed. So it appears that human sewage is present everywhere in the watershed, at least through our Bacteroides results. Human source Bacteroides was highest in the agricultural land use designation. Why, we're not really sure, but we'll be looking into that further. And modestly higher in septic system areas compared to sewered areas. Human source Bacteroides was highest in the Steelhead Beach and Forestville Access Beach during the dry periods and the Santa Rosa Creek along Prince Memorial Greenway during the wet periods. It's interesting to note that Steelhead Beach and Forestville Access Beach are our first sampling sites downstream of the confluence with the Laguna de Santa Rosa in the Russian River. But why human source Bacteroides are particularly high coming from that area is hard to say. Bovine source Bacteroides was uniformly low throughout the watershed, except at Steelhead and the Forestville Access Beach during wet periods, where it's fairly high, consistently fairly high, which makes sense. If it is draining the Laguna de Santa Rosa, there could potentially be some dairy impacts here. Stable isotope analysis showed that that the dominant forms of source water for bacteria samples were manure and septic waste. And based on our one monitoring sampling at the high use beach, there didn't appear to be any input from as a result of high use recreation at Johnson's Beach or Montereo Beach. So with much of our TMDL monitoring completed and with an eye toward allocation and TMDL implementation, we're faced with some lingering questions that we're hoping some additional monitoring will help us answer. First of all, do areas of high density of septic systems pose a higher risk of impairment than other places? The object of this task is to assess the relative magnitude of indicated bacterial levels that may be associated with higher risk areas based on factors such as high density, hill slope, soil classification, soil depth, and setback from surface water. Our plan is to monitor at three locations with different density and risk conditions. And this effort is planned to begin later this year. We've just received funding for that, so we can be moving ahead fairly soon. We also want to rerun our recreational beach task four. We had something happen during our monitoring period. The Sonoma County took down the summer dam in the midst of our one-week monitoring period, which we think seriously compromised some of our results. So we got some very screwy results. So we're planning to rerun this next summer. Our early implementation efforts are ongoing. Staff is anticipating meeting more regularly with the local agencies, the PRMD and the Sonoma County Health Department, to discuss the project, the process of the pathogen TMDL, septic system oversight in general, and implementation of the new on-site policy. We're continuing to support counties' efforts to address human sources of pathogen pollution through public education and outreach. Some of the ideas proposed to improve water quality have been installing public toilets along the river at logical rest locations and to update the Russian River Recreational Boaters Guide to identify locations of portable toilets and restroom facilities along the Russian River. Regional board staff are also continuing to ensure compliance with existing WDRs and through facility inspections, appropriate enforcement, and implementation of the existing non-point source programs like the Municipal Stormwater Program and the Dairy Program. So my final slide here is an updated schedule for completion of the pathogen TMDL. It's different from the last schedule. We've essentially extended time schedules by about 12 months to accommodate some of the additional monitoring we're planning to do and to accommodate some workload issues. So some important dates to remember in this, we plan to complete our monitoring effort by the summer of 2013. We hope to have a public comment period for the basin plan amendment in late 2014 or winter 2015. By 2015, we hope to have the basin plan amendment before you here for your consideration, and by fall of 2015 in front of the state board, and finally in spring of 2016 in front of the EPA for their approval and their consideration and final approval. So that completes this rather quick presentation, and I'd be happy to answer any questions, and I'm sure Rebecca can too.
Charles, thank you. Well done. Board member questions or comments?
I've tormented him enough.
I just had one. I really like that we're using the phylo chip, and I just think that's, if we want to look out in 5 years, we're going to wonder why we weren't using it more.
So. Yeah, we're getting a lot of attention from other areas about our use with a stable isotope analysis, phylo chip, and Bacteroides.
It's interesting that these two items are paired together, you know, the on-site waste treatment system policy implementation along with a pathogen TMDL development. They are very much in parallel. I think having these together is very helpful today to bring us up to date. Thank you very much. Look forward to some specifics as we go down the road, and we'll get there. So I appreciate your guys' efforts. I don't have any speakers cards, and I don't see any. So with that, we are pretty much through an agenda here. Thank you very much. The last is the executive officer's report, or one other.